Tonight, with preps already underway for an event celebrating America's 250th birthday on the National Mall, a new snag.
This will be a time like you've never had in your lives, America 250.
Six musical artists originally announced as performers now dropping out, many citing political concerns. Country singer Martina McBride writing, "I was presented with an opportunity to perform at a nonpartisan event, but that turned out to be misleading." Rapper Young MC saying, "Artists were never told about any political involvement." And Poison frontman Bret Michaels writing, "It's evolved into something much more divisive than I agreed to be part of." The event is organized by Freedom 250, a public-private partnership launched by President Trump.
We have a president that wants to celebrate 250 years of America, and that's exactly what we're doing. And that's how it was sold to performers.
And not everyone is backing out. A representative for Vanilla Ice telling NBC News he is proud to help celebrate America's 250th anniversary. Others still slated to perform include Flo Rida, CNC Music Factory, and Fab Morvan of Milli Vanilli. And up first, The Cage going up for that big UFC fight at the White House. The Defense Department offering troops free tickets, but requiring they meet certain height and weight requirements, according to a Pentagon memo, which calls it a high-visibility event.
And tonight, a judge blocking President Trump's closure of the Kennedy Center and ordering his name be removed from the building. The president saying the judge should, quote, be ashamed, but conceding he will give control of it back to Congress.